when the Leafs Brain Trust addresses the ink-stained wretches today, it's probably going to be a pretty positive message, don't you think?
Well, I think they've got a lot to build on. I think they've got a lot to build towards. There's a kind of a mixed bag of messages, and they've taken a step forward. And kind of the 11 minutes of that game, seven was like the Coles Notes version of their season.
Mm-hmm.
So they pretty much know what they've got to improve on. The 11 minutes of that game was the Coles Notes version of the Boston Bruins team.
Mm-hmm.
So Boston knows what they got to improve on. It was a weird kind of animal on that night, but they'll certainly address the issues they've got to address because we all know what they are.
Yep.
We watched the whole year, and it came to fruition in that 11 minutes of hockey we watched.
With Glenn Healy of Hockey Night in Canada on the Jeff Blair Show, I guess there's kind of a – there has to be a balance here for Dave Nonis and his group and Randy Carlisle, doesn't there? Because you don't want to read too much into that 11 minutes, but at the same time, as you say, that 11 minutes really reflected a lot of what we saw this year, an ability to get the puck out of their own end, some – lackadaisical defense, rebounds, being outshot. It really did, as you say, serve as the Coles Notes version of the season. But, I guess my concern is that's the thing that's going to linger in everybody's mind all through the summer. How do Carlisle and Nonis start the process or structure the message so that the players remember the good things? The fans are always going to, fans are going to take a while to get over this. Media members will probably take a while to get over this. But I'm concerned about the players. What can the Leafs do to make these guys move on from this as fast as possible?
Oh, no, this one's going to be hard. This is a, this is like the Vancouver loss to Boston in Game 7.
Mm-hmm.
And where's that team at?
Oof.
They're about to implode it. It's not going to be easy for this one to go away. And it's not easy because, the fans feel a certain measure. The players, a minute and 45, the puck is behind the other team's net with a two-goal lead.
Mm-hmm.
In Game 7, to get to play the New York Rangers at home with home ice advantage. I can't even describe the way I'd feel if I was a player. It could be Hudson Bay rules at that point.
Right.
You watch, Chara make his way to the front of the net. Dion, I know you're not going to win that battle where you can out-muscle him in front of the net. Spear him in the feet.
Yeah, engage. At least engage.
Like, there's lots of things that could happen. Kuhlman, can you get smaller?
Yeah.
Can you try to get out of the way more to block a shot? Even face-offs down the stretch. Can you try? It might as well have been where the linesman threw the puck to a player.
Mm-hmm.
Can you have a defenseman take the face-off? At least I know I got, defenseman on center iceman and let the three forwards make their way out to try to win a battle for the next puck. There's so many elements where you go, I've never seen this in the history of the National Hockey League.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a while.
Glenn, do you think that it's one of those situations where if you're Dave Nonis, obviously you have issues you have to address, and they're well documented. You still need a frontline center, all that good stuff. But do you almost have to subtract a big personality from this team in order to help get rid of the stain of this loss?
No, I would say this. You know what you're missing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you've got. And they've taken a major step forward. And I would say, the last 11 minutes for Boston was exactly what their team was all about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were Jekyll and Hyde the whole year, too. And, unfortunately for the Leafs, they became Jekyll at the right time. So for Toronto's standpoint, you know what your team needs. There's no hiding places. Your goaltender can't control rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
They need a goalie. They got to go get one.
You're not.
They need.
Really? You don't think James Reimer can be the guy?
No. No, I don't. I think you need a goaltender. And I think they need some other players to fit up front, to do all the things that we talked about, all the things that we wasted our time on through the course of the regular season, talking about they need top six forwards, they need face-off guys, they need, and you could check them all off. And Dave Donis has to go get those type of players.
You know, I wanted to ask you, because you spent a lot of time this year between the benches during games. Why did Randy Carlyle not use his timeout?
Well, I think Boston used theirs.
Right.
They probably felt that that was enough.
Okay.
I would say this. Why did Randy Carlyle use Grabowski and Kuhlman to check David Krejci? Or was it minus 17?
Yeah.
Between the two of them?
Right.
So that's your answer?
Okay.
And maybe that's the only answer he had.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only group he had to check, that group that, I mean, ate him to pieces. There's lots of things you could look back on and go, should have done this, could have done that. It was the worst collapse in the history of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I look at. You can't even draw that up on a board. And it still eats in my pit right now, and I'm sure the fans feel the same way.